KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, checking sports, so we did have some high school activities competed last night in girls soccer. It was Lewis Central 10-0 over Atlantic. Tri-Center beat Harlan 6-0. Thomas Jefferson topping Underwood 9-2. Boys soccer saw Carroll outlast Atlantic in an overtime shootout 2-1. It was Lewis Central beating Glenwood 6-0. Denison over Thomas Jefferson 3-0. St. Albert 10-0 over Nottoway Valley. Harlan topping Kemper Catholic in overtime 3-2. And AHSTW blanking Missouri Valley 8-0. In high school tennis last night, on the girls' side, it was Red Oak over Kemper Catholic 7-2. Shenandoah 9-0 over Clarinda. In boys' tennis, Clarinda over Shenandoah 5-4. Many other area sporting events were postponed last night due to the weather. Well, in his St. Louis debut, Greg Holland walked four batters in the 10th inning and forced home the go-ahead run that gave the Milwaukee Brewers a 5-4 win over the Cardinals. The 32-year-old Holland, who tied for the National League lead with 41 saves for Colorado last season, was signed as a free agent on opening day. He walked two batters to begin the 10th after a sacrifice bunt. An intentional walk loaded the bases. The three-time All-Star closer then walked Orlando Arcia and was pulled from the game. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Cincinnati 6-5. Washington downed Atlanta 2-0. The Mets over Miami 4-2. San Diego topping Colorado 7-6. Arizona got by San Francisco 2-1. Pittsburgh at Chicago was postponed yesterday. Jacob Junis carried a no-hit bid into the 7th inning as the Kansas City Royals routed the Seattle Mariners 10-0 last night. The Royals scored more runs off Marco Gonzalez and the Seattle bullpen than they had in their past 6 games combined. Mike Moustakas homered and drove in a pair of runs to help lead the offense for KC. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Tampa Bay over the Chicago White Sox 5-4, Cleveland 2-0 over Detroit. Toronto beat Baltimore 7-1, the LA Angels 8-3 over Texas, while Houston shut down Minnesota by a final of 2-0. In other baseball news, Angels starter J.C. Ramirez will miss the rest of this season because of a torn ulnar collateral ligament. Tommy John's surgery has been recommended for the right-hander, who recorded a 9.45 ERA and 2 starts this year after missing the final 6 weeks of last season due to a partially torn UCL. Ramirez was 11-10 in 27 games last year. Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts was put on the 10-day disabled list with a cracked bone in his left ankle. The team says an MRI confirmed the injury. The injury is non-displaced and won't require surgery. He's expected to miss 10 to 14 days. Bogaerts left Sunday's 8-7 win over Tampa Bay after injuring his ankle while sliding into the Rays' dugout. The Orioles have recalled 2013 first-round pick Hunter Harvey from AA Bowie to bolster their weary bullpen. The son of former big league pitcher Brian Harvey had never pitched above Class A and is about 2 years removed from Tommy John surgery. Harvey is 7-8 with a .256 earned run average in 36 minor league starts since being drafted 22nd overall in the 2013 draft. The Rays have placed second baseman Brad Miller on the 10-day disabled list because of a strained left groin. The ball club has filled that roster spot by selecting right-hander Ryan Weber's contract from AAA Durham. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are looking to focus on their punt game and punt return game in spring drills. The Hawkeyes ranked 13th in net punting last season, and special teams coordinator LeVar Woods says there is competition for the punting job.
We have two guys that punted last year in Colton Rastetter and Ryan Gersonde. Getting both of them, I felt like, were inconsistent throughout the year, some good, some bad. I think they've been working very diligently. They've been making progress in both of their areas. They both bring a different skill set, but I think they've been working well.
Colton Rastetter handled the majority of the punting chores last season and averaged just under 38 yards as a sophomore. Ryan Gersonde punted 13 times for an average of just over 42 yards as a freshman, and Woods says he's trying to find the right style.
Does he want to be a two-step punter? Does he want to be a jab two-step punter? Like, you know, all the mechanics that go into it is no different than being a quarterback or any other position. What's your style going to be?
Woods says the two punters have contrasting styles.
Colton showed last year that he can be a pretty decent rugby punter, right? And he can also, when he's consistent, be a traditional punter. And then Ryan is a very good traditional punter and then also has the capability to be an excellent plus 50 punter.
Iowa's looking to find a spark in the punt return game. The Hawkeyes finished 10th in returns last year, averaged just over 6 yards per return.
What we're looking for, every time we go out there, if we return the ball, we want to average 10 yards. right? Take away a first down that the offense has to get in order to score. And then the other part is putting the guy in position to where he can actually be confident to field the ball.
Wood says sophomore receiver Amir Smith-Marset has shined this spring in the return game. He caught 18 passes as a freshman.
He has very good high school film. He did a very good job of that in high school, and then he's progressing well as both a punt returner and kick returner. Here he's turned a couple heads so far in spring.
Iowa's spring drills run through April 20th. Iowa State fans will have to wait until next season to see the Cyclone football team. ISU has canceled Saturday's spring game due to the poor weather forecast. Cyclone coach Matt Campbell.
You know, the only thing that you feel bad for is our fan base, because, you know, you love the opportunity for our kids to get out. And, you know, our fans have been so awesome to us the last 2 years in terms of, you know, showing up and been such a huge piece of why that's been such a positive event, and that's the only thing I feel bad about.
The Cyclones will close out their spring drills in the indoor practice facility.
The reality is all the other activities in terms of our former players coming back, in terms of our players' parents being allowed to come, those things we'll still do. For safety reasons, obviously, you know, our fans can't get to the indoor, so that aspect of it, you know, we won't have. But, you know, we need that practice, and the reality of us, you know, with the weather and what it looks like, I'd rather not waste a day. You know, I'd rather get a great 15th practice in and put a great finish to camp.
Campbell says the Cyclones will be scrimmaging inside on Saturday. It'll be their third of the spring.
You know, you got to make sure that, you know, we're getting that day with quality rest. But the last two have been awesome. A lot of growth on our football team in areas that we've really needed to see. Are we exactly there yet? No. Are we making really good strides? I'd say yes. A lot of competition on this football team right now, and that's what you want. That's what you hope to have in year three of your football program.
Well, two senior corners give the Iowa State defense a chance to make even more progress next season. Brian Peavy returns for his senior season after considering a jump to the NFL. He was a first-team All-Big 12 selection last season. He and fellow senior DeAndre Payne will be the leaders in the secondary.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely shifted on us, especially with the back-end safeties being younger guys, guys that haven't played much. So it definitely rolled over on me and Payne as seniors, so leaders.
Peavy says the goal is to become the best secondary in the Big 12 Conference.
Right now, with a lot of young guys right now, we're striving to get there. No, we haven't reached that point yet. But like I said, we're striving to reach there and getting everybody on board to be the best secondary in the nation.
Payne says that he feels the secondary has a lot of potential.
There's a lot of youth in the secondary, at corner and safety as well. Really, only guys that has some key quality reps is Peavy, me, and Roof. Other than that, it's a lot of young guys, and, you know, they're doing some really good things right now, and guys were able to get some good reps in the bowl game as well, so that's been real good for us.
Again, the Cyclones will wind up their spring practices on Saturday with no spring game. They'll instead scrimmage in the indoor facility. In NFL news, police say Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis has been arrested after falsely claiming to have explosives while checking in for a flight at Los Angeles International Airport. An airport police spokesman said Davis was checking in for an Hawaiian Airlines flight when an airline employee asked him whether he had any explosives in his bag. They said Davis said yes and asked a woman he was traveling with, "Did you pack the explosives?" Also, the Giants have opened their first organized team activities under new coach Pat Shurmur, with star receiver Odell Beckham Jr. in the building. The new coach didn't know how much of the voluntary activities Beckham planned to attend, nor the condition of his left ankle. Quarterback Andrew Luck says his surgically repaired right shoulder feels good, and he hopes to be on the field when the Colts open spring training camp this summer, and he partially blames his desire to come back too soon for the prolonged rehab process. The Lions have bolstered their backup options, a quarterback and receiver, by signing signal caller Matt Castle and wide receiver T.J. Jones. And in basketball news, Kentucky freshman point guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander says he'll enter the NBA draft pool and hire an agent. The 6'6" Gilgeous-Alexander had a team-high 189 assists and was Kentucky's number two scorer at nearly 14.5 points per game. He is projected as a first-round selection, possibly a lottery pick. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. That's the theme at Walnut Woodworks. Give Gary Bloom a call today at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.